For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. We've reported many times this year on Michigan's third grade law. That's the statute that will require third graders in the 2019 school year who are not reading at grade level by that spring to repeat third grade in 2020. The state uses the M-STEP test to gauge a student's language arts skills. In recent years, one mid-Michigan school district has seen a dramatic drop in its scores. In 2015, 69% of third graders in the Waverly Community Schools were reading at grade level. By 2018, that number had fallen to just under 38%. I spoke with Waverly Superintendent Kelly Blake to try to find out what happened.
We have talked about this, and the first thing I'd like to acknowledge is we don't want to make any excuses for our scores. We did have a large influx of students in the past 2 years because we created an unlimited school of choice opportunity, which we didn't do this year. We're trying to maintain our enrollment at around 3,000 students.
Why would unlimited school of choice play a role in those numbers?
We aren't sure that it did. It's maybe one of the causalities. It's perhaps students that haven't been our students long term. We're not sure what kind of instruction they've received in their past. When you get them in new, you can't fix everything in 8 months.
Was there an event of some sort or a series of events in the last 4 years that you could point to and say, yes, this is where things went off the track?
We can't think of anything. We have mulled this over for several hours and we really can't. So we're just taking, we're going to start where we are and move forward.
Is there a guiding principle in terms of literacy and teaching literacy, coaching literacy, ensuring that kids are proficient in English if it's their native language or is their second language?
We knew that our scores were trending down both in Waverly and in the state as far as literacy. So we implemented an intervention plan where we have hired 5 total reading/interventionist teachers, and we've put 4 instructional paraprofessionals in each of our elementary buildings to help support any students who are at risk of falling below the average grade band. And so we implemented it last year. It's a 3-year trial. We're hoping that last year maybe was an implementation dip and that we'll see some good results. We did a lot of work with an instructional coach working with our kindergarten staff, and we went back to the basics. What do we know? Let's get the kids in real books. Let's teach them about concepts about print. We read, from left to right and top to bottom, and we saw really great data results with our kindergarten kids, so we hope they sustained over the summer and that we can move forward from that.
Are teachers' evaluations tied to M-STEP scores, whether that's done at Waverly or if that's a state mandate? I'm just wondering what your teachers may be thinking in terms of their own performance.
Well, the state law says teachers who teach ELA and math, you have to use a 3-year trend in their data for M-STEP. The problem that we've had with that is that, you get the data after the evaluations are turned in the spring, and we haven't used it yet because it hasn't been user-friendly. So we'll see. That's in revision as we speak, I believe.
What would make it user-friendly?
Well, if we had data, for example, we use Northwest Evaluation Assessment, the MAP score, and that shows growth over time. So the children take the benchmark growth assessment 3 times a year. You can see where they start in the fall, what actual standards they need to improve, and then you can see what kind of growth they've made over that 9-month school year.
If you were the parent and I were the superintendent and you saw those numbers, what would be the question that you would ask me about, hey, why such a big drop and what are you going to do about it?
If I were the parent, I may ask, why do you feel your scores are trending downward and what is the plan to help improve this matter?
And your succinct answer as superintendent would be?
I would tell them exactly what I've told you. We have a plan in place. Our kindergarten scores are looking really good, and we're doing everything we can to help our students become the readers they need to be.
Kelly Blake is the superintendent of the Waverly Community Schools. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
In Delta Township, I'm Kevin Lavery for WKAR News.